We now have more varied stories from the evening news. Norfolk treasure hunters have discovered more than 6,500 items in 1 year. The Beryl bike scheme has gone electric. Two sites in Norfolk, one in the centre of Norwich, are breaching safe air pollution limits. A council blunder has meant details of food parcel recipients have been sent to a Heartsease resident. And a life-saving charity is making a plea for donations. Here is Nikki with the first of these stories.
A senior archaeologist says Norfolk is a hot spot for treasure hunters after a bumper year, which saw a medieval chandelier and a Bronze Age sword being discovered. New research has revealed 120 items of treasure were discovered across the UK daily during the past 12 months, with Nelson's County unearthing a seventh of those finds. Norfolk's been dubbed the best place for aspiring treasure hunters, with more than 6,500 items discovered by metal detectors since June 2019. Norfolk's County Council's senior finds archaeologist, Stephen Ashley, said the results were unsurprising. He says Norfolk is a rich Anglo county and it's always been well populated, so there's a lot of material to be found. Here a lot of the land is available over the plough, as it were, so it's accessible. We also have a long tradition in Norfolk in engaging with detectorists. Of the 44,000 historical items unearthed, most of items originated from the Roman, medieval and post-medieval periods. In Norfolk, coins, 2,142, were the most commonly found object, followed by buckles, 450, pots, 206 and brooches, 201. Other interesting finds include Bronze Age sword, a medieval chandelier and various post-medieval toys.
People will have the chance to glide as well as pedal with electric cycles set to be added to Norwich's Beryl Bikes rental scheme. The bike share scheme, brought to the city earlier this year by the Transport for Norwich Partnership, is introducing the first of their pedal assist bikes this week with an initial rollout of 25 Beryl e-bikes. Funded through the government's Transforming Cities programme, the number will grow throughout the year to support journeys and commutes that could be taken by two wheels but are often made by private or public motor vehicles. The scheme hopes its standard Beryl bikes will continue to be used for the majority of trips, with the e-bikes carrying people on mid to long length journeys where pedal assisted power makes the trip more enjoyable and viable. Philip Ellis, Beryl Bikes chief executive, said, "By introducing Beryl e-bikes into our fleet, we have an opportunity to support a different type of rider by unlocking more rides that may not have been served with a standard pedal bike." Ultimately, the Beryl e-bikes make cycling more accessible where people may have previously been blocked by physical ability, length of journey or distance.
Rough sleepers and war veterans are just some of the thousands of people helped in lockdown thanks to generous communities. The money was raised by individuals or groups for the Norfolk Community Foundation, the NCF, which supports local organisations and has given out £1 million to frontline charities over the past 100 days of the coronavirus pandemic. Claire Cullens, the chief executive of NCF, and Henry Cater, the chair of trustees of the non-profit organisation, said the COVID-19 pandemic has shattered our everyday lives. The most vulnerable people in our communities rely on local support for day-to-day help, support and companionship. COVID-19 threatened to cut those lifelines when they're most needed, and our charities and volunteers stepped up to adapt and grow their vital services with incredible speed and commitment. We've been overwhelmed by the outpouring of support for our appeal from people across Norfolk. Every single donation, large or small, has provided immediate help to the charities on the front line. During the last 100 days, the vital funds were raised thanks to support from more than 2,000 people. Thanks to the money, 170 communities received rapid response funding, 52,000 people struggling with isolation received care, and 300,000 people received crisis food supplies, and 70 charities received funding.
A council blunder led to a mum being bombarded with texts containing personal details of vulnerable people receiving food parcels from a Norfolk supermarket. On June the 15th, 28-year-old Natasha Holmes Ollie was delivered a food parcel from her local Morrison supermarket as part of a Norfolk County Council coronavirus response scheme. However, every day since then, Mrs. Holmes Ollie has received text messages from the supermarket with tracking details of other deliveries from all corners of the county, for which County Hall has now apologised. Mrs. Holmes Ollie estimates she has received about 3 texts a day for more than a month, nearly 100 messages. Each text has included a link which takes her to a web page detailing exactly when and where the parcels would be delivered, and giving the option for her to rearrange them or specify a safe spot for the package. She even began receiving photographs of the parcels being left by doors in the event of recipients not being home. Despite alerting the supermarket of the trouble, the messages did not stop. However, the supermarket has said the blame lies with the county council. Mrs. Holmes Ollie, who is a full-time carer and lives in Heartsease, said, "The first time it happened, I thought it was odd, but then it happened again and again and again. I know if it was my address that was being given out to strangers, I would be mortified. In a way, I'm glad it's happened to me and not somebody nasty. It would be so easy for somebody to just go round and collect them before the people they were sent to found them. If I had collected every parcel I've been texted about, I could have eaten like a king for years." A Morrison spokesman said the blunder came after a member of staff at the county council mistakenly provided Mrs. Holmes Ollie's phone number as the main point of contact for tracking information.
A crucial Norfolk charity which has saved countless lives in the last 50 years has warned its future is in doubt after the coronavirus pandemic has seen a drop in vital donations. Volunteers with the Norfolk Accident Rescue Service are on call 24/7 to provide specialist critical care to those in need. Now the team of doctors, nurses, paramedics and first responders have issued a desperate plea for support to help them keep going and help the people of Norfolk, with the pandemic meaning their usual fundraising activities are unable to take place. In March, Chairman and critical care paramedic Chris Neal said the charity's donations had completely dried up, warning they only had enough money to run a skeleton team for less than 6 months. After an initial surge with £3,000 donated by the start of April, the charity reassured people they will continue to save lives, but emphasised the need for more ongoing donations. Volunteers continued to respond to calls despite the coronavirus outbreak. The charity has now reiterated their plea, warning it could be the difference between life and death.